Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a transition arrangement from scratch in Ableton Live 12 that has that dusty, tense, vinyl era jungle and old school drum and bass energy. Not just a quick riser and a fill, but a proper switch up that feels musical, DJ friendly, and full of momentum. Think of this as composing a transition, not just decorating a loop. The goal is to create contrast between two sections, control the energy, and make the next drop feel inevitable. We're going to use break edits, bass mutes, tension effects, texture, automation, and a few stock Ableton tools to get there. Before you touch any devices, decide what kind of transition you're actually making. In DNB, a transition usually does one main job. It either lifts the energy into a bigger drop, strips everything out for a tension reset, switches from straight rolling drums into chop jungle phrasing, or changes the bass phrase so the track feels like it's evolving. If you know the role, the arrangement gets much easier. Set your tempo first. For classic jungle and old school DNB, something around 170 to 174 BPM is a great starting point. If you want a slightly tighter modern roller feel, you can push a bit higher. Then add locator markers in arrangement view. Name them something simple like groove A, transition, and drop B. That might seem basic, but in advanced arrangement work, clear navigation saves you from getting lost in the details. Now build a source loop that already has contrast. A strong transition only works if the section before it is clear. So start with a drum loop, a bass phrase, and some atmosphere. For the drums, use a break-led loop or a chopped amen style pattern, maybe layered with a kick and snare for extra punch. For the bass, use a res, a sub-led idea, or a short call and response phrase. And for the atmosphere, bring in vinyl noise, room texture, or a subtle pad. On the break track, a simple stock chain can go a long way. Start with a QA to clean up rumble and harsh top end. Then try drum bus for grit and punch, but be careful with the boom control in jungle, because too much low-end enhancement can smear the break detail. A little glue compressor after that can help hold the break together. If the break feels too clean, add a touch of saturator, maybe a tiny bit of redux, or some erosion for that dusty top-end decay. The important thing is controlled degradation. That's where the vinyl heat feeling really comes from. Next, decide how long the transition should be. For DNB, 4 bars is quick and punchy, 8 bars gives you room to breathe, and 16 bars lets you build a proper breakdown and rebuild. For this lesson, a 16-bar transition is the most useful because it gives you enough space to shape the energy in phases. A really solid structure is bars 1 to 4 for drum reduction and bass holdback, bars 5 to 8 for break chop introduction and effects sweep, bars 9 to 12 for bass tease and snare lift, and bars 13 to 16 for the full rebuild into the next phrase. Now comes the key idea, subtract the groove in a controlled way. A lot of producers just remove elements randomly, but that weakens the impact. Instead, think in rolls. The first thing to mute is usually the sub bass, then the full drum layer, then the high percussion, then the main hook, and finally you leave only break fragments, noise, and effects. That order matters, because it preserves momentum while still creating tension. Use clip mute automation, track automation, or macro controls to shape this. For example, in the last 2 bars, before the transition, you might mute the sub on beats 3 and 4, remove the kick on the final bar, keep only snare ghosts and little hat ticks, and let the reverb tails carry the space. That floor dropout feeling is classic, and when it's done well, it hits hard. Now let's talk about the break edit, because this is where the old-school jungle personality really comes alive. Don't just loop a break, recompose it. Slice the break into simpler, use slice to new MIDI track, or manually place audio clips and warp them tightly. Then start thinking like a drummer. Add tiny 1/16 nudges, reverse hits into snares, double snare stabs before the downbeat, and micro edits of kick tails that keep the phrase moving forward. A good 2-bar break transition might have a kick on beat 1, a ghost snare just after it, a chopped hat on the offbeat, a snare on beat 3, and a little fill on the last 16th before the bar ends. Then in the second bar, thin the kick out, add a snare flam on beat 4, and reverse a break hit into the first beat of the next section. That's the kind of movement that feels alive. For break processing, you can keep the chain simple. EQ 8 first, then some transient control through drum bus or compressor, then an auto filter that you automate for movement. An echo with low feedback can add a worn dub feel, and a reverb send can open up the space without washing everything out. The big idea is to keep the break energetic, but not overprocessed. Bass is just as important as drums in a DNB transition. Don't treat it like static low-end support. Use it as a phrase instrument. In jungle and old-school material, bass often answers the drums rather than sitting underneath them the whole time. So try strategies like muting the bass before the drop, using single-note stabs, opening a filtered re-sweep, teasing sub-only notes, or making the bass respond to snare hits. If your main drop bass is a res, a strong transition approach is to remove the full bass for the first few bars, keep only a low filtered sub pulse, then bring in a mid-range bass stab on the offbeat. After that, let the bass phrase answer the snare hits, and only in the final bars let the full bass return with wider stereo movement and more mid-range distortion. The arrangement should feel like the bass is arriving, not just being turned back on. A good bass chain for this kind of move might be wave-eatable or operator as the source, then saturator with soft clip enabled, EQ8 to clean up muddiness, auto filter for cutoff movement, utility to keep the sub mono, and maybe compressor or multiband dynamics if the low end needs control. One important rule: if the bass is too loud during the transition, the drums lose their drama. Let the bass hint, then arrive. Now let's bring in the vinyl heat texture. This is where the title of a lesson really earns itself. Add a dedicated texture track with vinyl crackle, tape hiss, room noise, rain, air, factory ambience, or filtered break noise. Keep it quiet, but continuous. Use vinyl distortion for grime, erosion for dust, auto filter to sweep it in and out, reverb for wash tails, and echo for dubby space. A nice move is to bring the texture in at a very low level during the last four bars, before the new section, then automate the high pass filter opening from around 300 Hz up to around 6 kHz as the build progresses. Increase reverb slightly on the last snare fill, then cut the noise hard right at the drop. That contrast gives the transition a believable needle lift feeling. FX should act like punctuation, not decoration. A reverse crash into bar 1, a sub drop under the final downbeat, filtered white noise sweeps, a short impact layered with a snare flam, or a pitch drop tom can all work really well. For reverse sweeps, bounce a crash or snare tail, reverse it, and high pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end. For impacts, a one-shot and simpler with some reverb and saturator can do the job. For risers, you can use operator with pitch automation, or a wave-eatable noise oscillator with auto filter and maybe phaser flanger for movement. Just keep the style in mind. In jungle, too many huge cinematic risers can feel out of place. Gritty sweeps, reversed breaks, noisy percussion lifts, and tape-like pitch drift usually fit much better. Keep it raw enough to feel authentic. Automation is where all of this becomes a performance. The transition should feel played, not just drawn onto the grid. Prioritize automation on volume subtraction, filter movement, effects sends, distortion, and stereo width on the non-sub elements. A great workflow is to map key controls into an audio effect rack and make a transition rack with macros for filter, reverb send, delay send, distortion, width, and volume ducking. That way, you can build future transitions much faster. One advanced detail that really helps is staggered automation. Don't automate everything at once. First subtract the low end, then open the filters, then raise the send effects, then increase the density of the break edits, and finally cut everything except the lunch cue. That staggered motion feels musical and intentional. The final bar before the next section is the most important bar in the track. This is where you make the drop feel hard-earned. Reduce harmonic information, increase transient clarity, and leave a gap before the next downbeat. Maybe use a final snare fill or pickup kick. A classic ending might be a snare flam, a short silence on the end before one, and then the drop returns on beat one. Or you can do a one-bar snare roll with a reverse crash, then slam the bass on beat one. Another great old-school trick is to strip the last bar down to hats and noise, then bring the next section in with drums first and delay the bass by a beat. That little delay can feel massive. Once the arrangement is in place, group your elements smartly. Keep drums in one group, bass in another, and effects or atmosphere in a third. On the drum group, EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and maybe a touch of saturator can glue it together. On the bass group, use EQ8, saturator, utility for mono control and compression if needed. On the FX group, auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility can shape the space. If the transition feels messy, don't add more sounds first. Tighten the group processing and frequency balance. A few mistakes to watch out for. First, too much going on at once. If every sound is rising, filling, and crashing simultaneously, the transition loses focus. Pick one lead event per two-bar block. Second, cutting the sub too randomly. That makes the section feel weak instead of tense. Third, Overusing huge risers. Old school DNB usually works better with break reverses and gritty noise than with giant EDM style sweeps. Fourth, removing too much groove continuity. Keep ghost hits, hats, or break fragments alive underneath. And fifth, stacking too much low-end overlap when the bass returns. Make space with EQ and timing. For darker or heavier DNB, a few extra tricks really shine. Build tension in the mid-range, not just the sub. A filtered reese opening up slowly can be more powerful than a big sub swell. Use silence aggressively. One beat of empty space before the drop can hit harder than a massive effects crash. Let the snare drive the transition, because in dark jungle and DNB, the snare is often the strongest phrase marker. And keep the sub mono, while allowing the upper bass and texture to move wider.